Hello, dear student. Good day to you. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. And today we are going through the chapter number 3 that is suggesting about tourism trends. So what is our learning objective in this chapter? Know about the different trends in tourism in terms of tourism products offered. Every market has its own trend. Every market expects certain thing. And on the basis of that, any market, any consumer good that's being offered to the traveler would be decided, and that is what is products offered as per the trends that are seen in the market for tourism products. Understand the importance of the technology aspect in popularizing tourism. As technology has grown, as technology has brought a lot of innovation, it has also impacted the trends in tourism products. Because the tourism end user, the traveler, the passenger, is from the same society who has an exposure to great extent of new technologies that have come in previous years and is ongoing. They are continuously adding up into tourism products and marketing parts. So we'll understand exactly what we talk about. So nowadays, consumer, as the old saying goes, consumer is the king. Likewise, consumers are demanding. They have always been, but in current years, we see them more demanding. They would like to benefit out of single rupee they spend to get maximum out of that. And consumers have become demanding. Consumer has always remained demanding, but due to various other social environment, they were subdued to some extent. But in recent years, we have seen consumers are demanding what they want, and as a tourist as well. For example, if they have been promised an air-conditioned car transfer from airport to the hotel for which they are paid, they will not accept anything less than air-conditioned car. So that's one of the things that would be suggesting you exactly how demanding consumers are. Some of the consumers, if they say that they have booked a room facing sea and they have paid for that price, they will not settle for anything else other than a room facing sea because they have paid for it. Showing interest in the social, cultural, and environmental issues of the destination. Now, this is a trend that every tourist nowadays would like to experience and be part of that social environment around. Not totally, but to some extent. Possibly if they have gone for any cultural event, say if there is a dance going on by the ethnic group there, possibly they would join. They would come more close to have a look at them. They will take pictures along with them. So people are getting involved. They would like to experience for which they have paid. They would like to personally experience. Eagerness to know about the issues, both before they travel and while they are at the destination. Every tourist now would like to be fully aware of various things, including weather, including where they can eat, what are the places, how it is being planned, what is the flight timing, how much early they would be picked up, what time they have to be ready to be taking the bus, city tours, all details, flight, departure time, reporting time, like what we are seeing now during the COVID. Many passengers are asked to report to the airport very well in advance so that they can complete documentation and the protocol of COVID. So all that they would like to experience, and they want to be fully aware of every little thing. If flight is delayed, they would appreciate a message coming in from an airline suggesting the flight getting delayed, so that time of theirs they can spend instead of going at the airport and waiting for the flight for more than 1 hour. If the flight is delayed, they can very well spend that time. So this is some of the details that passenger would like to know. Every detail, including before arrival, after arrival, during their stay, and for the time of departure. Every little component that they pay, the price for a tourism product, they would like to be aware of it. Then looking for the safety aspect along with the cost, very much important for a tourist. You go on a holiday for leisure, for pleasure, for fun, for peace of mind, for relaxing, for regenerating. All these components suggest that you have gone from your home zone or your habitat to another area where you expect least the peace. The peace, the safety, and eagerness to know about all that, including the cost, the weather, the accessibility, and the quality of facilities while planning the travel. So they would pay little more money for a hotel. That cost is involved, but it is close to the city center, places of attraction, possibly close to the railway station, and so on and so forth. Most hotels, of course, there are airport hotels as well, but they are not for leisure traveler. Generally, airport hotels are for transit passengers or passengers who are holding business meeting, those who would like to avoid the traffic of the city, so they stay. But even there, they would like to look at the safety aspect. In the event of, in the cases of terror, for example, wherever which city has been targeted by terror attacks, the tourists are always the soft target. Because for that city, they are new, they aren't aware of the environment around, they don't know exactly how to be safe, and so on and so forth. So safety is the prime thing. Any tourist destination that is in chaos or is in disturbed city, tourists will not go to that destination because you are going there for safety, your peace of mind, your enjoyment, your fun, your pleasure. So reason for consumer becoming demanding, why the consumer has become so demanding. We look at diverse needs and expectations resulting in individuals' preferences. Everybody has their own way of looking at different diversities in the life. Some would like to go and stay at a hotel where he or she would like to get cut off from the normal world, including the messages, the business, all. So that's the preference. And for that, they want a place that is so peaceful, so much soothing to the souls of those passengers. So, and also other expectation, going to a destination where they can have nature, they can enjoy good weather, they can go for shopping. The expectations, what they have set their travel as a motto or as a trend, they will look for that. Variety in culture in terms of ethnic origin as well as type and range of lifestyle choices. So people also have now been changing. Some people come from certain ethnic group. Some people live a different lifestyle. So certain consumers may not find it quite adjustable to the other ethnic populace there or their range of lifestyle that they have seen. Too much of exposure is not accepted, no for many. Example, some family traveling to say Thailand, they may not prefer to take young children along with them to the nightlife area of Thailand because it is disturbing for the children. So they would prefer a hotel and they would demand a hotel that is not into the nightlife. The tourist belt, they would generally be little away from that where you find pubs open up and discotheque and noise and so on. So this is what people are demanding for. People would like to see more places. So they would like to be closer to the downtown or where they can go for shopping. So they would expect a hotel which is closer to the shopping mall so that they can spend more time for shopping and less time on traveling from point A to point B to reach that. So these are various things that we are learning as to why consumer has become demanding. Not necessarily the price only is the factor for demand. Of course, that is playing an important role, the cost involved, but people are ready to pay some extra thing if what they demand are met. Increasing disposable income, exactly the point that I was telling you now. People do have the increased disposable income. Two money coming home, two salaries, two income, two earning on a monthly basis come to a household. Some of them have no children, as we saw in previous, they are known as a DINK, double income, no kid. So these type of people have great amount of money available at them. Also, right now, for example, you would be seeing lot of media, a lot of coverage in media with regard to tourism promotion. Destinations, tourism boards have been approaching film industry in India and requesting them to shoot their movies abroad. Also, some of the TV channels show lot of exposure to new destination. This is resulting into creation of demand, and after seeing that, the demand increases and the consumer start expecting to see what they have seen, what someone who has been on a wonderful holiday comes back and gives us a feedback to them. And they would like to pick up from there and ask for certain things which A would have enjoyed or so-and-so family would have enjoyed. Education, same thing as I just said, lot of awareness coming. People are now more aware of the tourist destination, various geographical areas in the world, which type of ethnic group live where, what are their peculiarities, what are their food habits, what is their culture, how they live the life, and of course, the natural attractions, for example, a beautiful lake, a wonderful glacier melting area where you find fresh water flowing or any such natural attraction that suits the eye, especially urban people who really don't have this privilege of enjoying natural beauty around the metros where they live. So education has also played a major role in expectation. They read, they learn, they see, they hear. They also understand exactly how destinations are cropping up. In the sense, the countries have always been existing, but their marketing team have been promoting their destination, sharing the knowledge to the end users, the traveler, who get educated through those sources, and then they pick up and select and start demanding. More increasing health awareness. Who is not concerned about their health? All of us. That's why life expectancy in last 30, 40 years is rising. You have got big number of seniors all over the world. There are travel and tour operators who are offering to senior citizens special type of fares, special type of tours, which is only meant for certain age group people. And likewise, with the stress of metros, with a corporate culture, lot of stress coming onto it, everybody likes to be feeling happy about it. So people are traveling also for well-being, rejuvenating, spa side of a thing, yoga, where they detoxify and they come into fitness after a long 1 year of work. These type of health awareness, also some of the medical issues that they would like to get checked at international medical facilities available. So health is the concern, and because of that, people would like to remain active, and this is one of the thing for demand, one of the demand that people find it. Say, for example, people are traveling to certain destination who offer yoga. They go where they find special spas and wellness centers. They are physically want to get fit and come into action. A lot of such spas, for example, in the state of Kerala or other places where they have offered wellness tourism, which is not a medical tourism, but a wellness creation of facilities. Likewise, in Europe, for example, the spas in Germany, Austria, in Czech Republic, which are very famous, where mud therapy as a treatment is offered. So people are traveling. I was giving the reference for European travelers because they don't find too much of sun in their part of the world. So they would like to go through mud therapy or salt water therapy and so many such wellness tourism linked to health element that creates a demand. More occasion or purposes for traveling are seen around. There are various functions, internationally you find a lot of cultural events, more the reason for people to travel. They find it more occasions, more reason to learn more about other cultural events happening around the world. Within India, for example, somebody would like to notice how does the kite flying festival happens in Gujarat on for Sankrant. Or people would like to go and enjoy dancing in the state of Punjab for Baisakhi. Or people would like to see the cultural event happening in Kerala for Onam. So all these are various cultural events that keep happening and put people into motivation and demanding for certain things. The boat race of Kerala, the carnival in Goa, or Durga Puja in West Bengal, or people coming from remote area for Ganesh Visarjan. All these are things people would like to see, occasion to travel, let's go and travel. Growth of international and domestic traveler, all are increasing. Now this we are talking before 2019. Because those are the real foundation for learning and data. 2020, we don't think too much can be learned, except it was a great slowdown. None traveled, in fact, because no international flight. Then smart consumer with knowledge of technology for information access. We have good number of educated people, especially from IT point of view, I'm suggesting. People are aware how to check, how to make use, how to get instant reply through chatbots, or have a virtual reality, or Internet of Things, or any information, all through web portals, main web streams, or for example, they can always ask for a reel on one of the promotion done by tourism board on their web portal, and they can have a glimpse of what exactly they would like to see. Unlike 30, 40 years back, you were happy looking only at the pictures. Smart consumer with knowledge, media awareness and penetration has grown significantly, or rather growing. In fact, grown, I would say, because you have all type of now media into social platform. You have got print media, you have got electronic media, you have got word of mouth facilities offered nowadays, which you hear from someone. Social media quite active, be it LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All these media awareness has grown. The millennials, the young generation is fully aware of this technology, and they help and assist their seniors in case if they are traveling as a family. Overall, this growth has taken tourism industry to far advanced level. Now, tourists really expect all those benefits through technology which they have learned. So now we see general classification of travel product offering. We know that inbound and outbound are the two paths of travel. They are outbound for one country, inbound for another country. Likewise, inbound for one country, outbound for another country. Passenger traveling from Mumbai to Dubai, for India they are outbound, for Dubai they are inbound. Travel, inbound travel refers to, now when we talk about inbound, say a group of tourists coming from Germany to India. So they would be either coming for leisure with Indian holiday trips. They would like to see more of India, like to experience certain unique things which are possibly not available there. Demand-based holiday trips. Then, of course, there are holiday trips that are designed. Say a group of German tourists coming to India and would like to take a river cruise on River Brahmaputra and sailing for 10 days on barges, exclusive travel. Or a group of travelers going from UK and going to Chao Phraya River in Bangkok and sailing all the way from Bangkok all the way up to north, enjoying their holiday. So these are all demand-based holiday trips. A group of, say, Israeli tourists, the Jews coming into Mumbai looking for their family connectivity, where their ancestors have been buried. What are the places in Mumbai, for example, for those Jewish community? So these are all demand-based, which means they don't like what is being offered as a fixed holiday trip. Today here, one day there, one night here, shopping, all that. No, they demand, which is also known as tailor-made trips. They would identify what exactly they want and they would go onto that. They don't want exactly what you have set itineraries. For example, they may not have any interest to go to Mahalakshmi Temple, Haji Ali, all those places. But they would like to see something where there is a museum, where is a tip at, I'm talking about from Mumbai's perspective. So they would also want to see some British time period forts, which was, why it is called fort? What is the history behind it? They would like to explore. They would like to visit Central Library to look at the reference book from the archive section, and so on and so forth. Because Mumbai also has its own history dating back, not so much, but at least 500, 600 years. You have history from Mumbai city. So all that, they would like to see exactly what is available. So these type of demand-based holiday trips. And of course comes the business trip, which is also known in the tourism industry as MICE. MICE is on a larger scale. Business trips are on a smaller scale. Business trip could be one-on-one, a business traveler, say Ambani traveling on a business trip to France and coming back. So that's a business trip. They haven't gone there for fun activities. Possibly an element of fun could be added to it, and that trend is known as bileisure. Business and leisure combined, bileisure. And this is happening nowadays a lot, because someone traveling on a business trip, the fare for the airline, the visa has already been sorted out. Hotel sorted out from their sponsors or from the company that they are going for a business trip. They would only need 1 or 2 days for a leisure. So possibly they pay out of their own pocket for 2 days stay. That's part of business trip, bileisure, business and leisure combined. So these are inbound type of a tourist that they go to one country and enjoy. Again, leisure travel, which means fixed holiday trips or Indian holiday trips for that matter, where itineraries are designed. You would come to Delhi, you would be staying one night, next morning go for a city tour, visit A, B, C, all the tourist attractions, come back overnight, lunch possibly while you're on a trip, day trip, evening, come back for a dinner at the hotel or dine at one of the fine restaurants, come back. These are all set itineraries. Next day, leave for Agra, on way see Fatehpur, and then go onward to Agra, spend a day in Agra, see Taj Mahal, or possibly visit a Taj Mahal. That day of arrival, possibly visit around Agra town, see what you have to see there. Like that type of a holiday trip, or fixed trip, and as I said, demand-based trip, where particular type of an itinerary is demanded by inbound passenger. They would like to see specific thing. For example, a group of tourists coming in from, say, Myanmar. This is just an example. So Myanmar king was brought, like our king, the last Mughal, Bahadur Shah Zafar, was taken to Myanmar, Yangon, or Rangoon, what they say. Myanmar is Burma. He was taken into exile and he passed away there. His mausoleum is there. So likewise, in turn, they brought a Burmese king and brought to India in exile, and that king died somewhere near Ratnagiri. They have his grave. So some tourists coming in from Myanmar looking for that type of an itinerary, which is totally not even aware for local people. These are all demand-based. Local people may not, and so on and so forth. And business, as I said, combination business, small scale is business, larger scale again is business, but on a larger platform, big number of people participating, known as business traveler, MICE traveler. Outbound, the other side, people traveling from India to various destinations. Say, we saw that 2019, something like 11 million people approximately travel out of India. So they are going on escorted ground trips. Escorted means set itineraries are given right from their departure from here, from say Mumbai or Delhi or Kolkata, wherever they are living. Someone would be escorting them. They would take care of every single detail that a group is expecting to be provided. Say a group of farmers going to, say, Thailand. They are not comfortable with flow of English, but they have money. So they would ask a tour operator to take them, say 15 of them or 20 of them to Thailand, show them Bangkok, Pattaya, Phuket, all that. It will be escorted, which means, now, there is a difference between guided and escorted tour. A guide is a person who talks, explains, and take care of. Escort is a person who accompanies, take care of every detail. For example, your baggage loading, your move to the hotel, your selection of hotel rooms, your meal choices, this escort will be able, local communication with the local guide, local people, all that is a go escorted trips. There is position that is offered, employment opportunities like an escort, tour manager, or a guide. These are all three different positions. Many a time it is getting confused that escort is not necessarily a tour manager. Tour manager possibly is a person who sits and handles the planning part. Tour manager may not necessarily be joining the group. So those are the escorted trips. Customized holiday trips, which we saw in the previous slide, inbound set itineraries, there will be customized holiday trip. You will be met by a driver upon arrival with a placard in the hand, writing your name. You will be picked up from the hotel, from the airport, and would be taken to your hotel. Customized holiday, nothing major into it. You go with a group of number of such people who have joined like you, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 nights, 4 days, 3 days, 2 nights, depending on what you have bought. Those are all customized holidays. Then comes luxury holidays. Now luxury, as the name suggests, these are unique trips. Unique trips. I gave you the example of the itinerary, like a group or a person coming in, say from royal family of Myanmar, and would like to visit the mausoleum of their king that is there in Ratnagiri. I'm giving you an example. And likewise, somebody would like to go on a unique type of a trip, luxury trip, ready to pay big money, paying big money, staying in five-star property, transfers from airport is not by normal car, but by a limousine, and so on and so forth. And NRI, the short form of non-resident Indian holiday trips, these are also very famous non-resident Indian holiday trips. So this generally happen from, say like a group of traveler would go from Dubai to Europe, and they are all NRIs. There are different people working in different offices, or they have their own businesses, say in Dubai. They would combine together and travel, or they are called at a particular city in Europe, say they are invited to come to Paris from wherever they would like to come in. There are certain tour operators who do this type of holiday. These tour operators offer and combine people and ask them to come to a city from where the conducted NRI holiday trips are, say like Europe tour by bus. So all will arrive at Paris from different cities, say Bahrain, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Doha, or for that matter from anywhere. They would gather at Paris, they would climb a bus which is only meant for 15 days Europe tour. This type of NRI holiday. And likewise, similar NRI holidays happen for Thailand, Malaysia, or Singapore for that matter. So these are all NRI holidays. Okay, so now we look at domestic tours, India tour packages. Some of the holiday products are mentioned here, designed into different things. They are various destinations that are being offered. People travel and plan everything. Some of the tour packages that are offered that would, as you can see, various places here. Sorry, it's very blurred, so I would have to move to the next trip. But basically, this type of domestic tour packages in various states that we are talking of. So holiday by different tour operator, different destination, different demand set holiday. There are a lot of such tour operator who offer this type of set holiday. This again is a slide suggesting the India best selling India tour packages, which are very popular and what people generally see. This has a component of everything what they can see. You have to read this basically. What are the packages offer? Some ideas basically. Could be anything. You reach, say, Delhi, then from Delhi you go to Shimla. From there, take a trip to Manali, stay 2 nights in Manali, then go to Kullu, stay there for 1 night. Then, possibly, if you are in a season where there's a snow, and likewise, various suggested holidays. These are there for you to read, dear student. Again, some more example from, as you can see, these are into special market from Ahmedabad or from Gujarat, because we have a lot of business populace in Gujarat who are interested in flying out of Ahmedabad. They are ready to pay big price for them. These are the various type of tour packages for them. Please read them. These are all different. One offered by Kesari Group of Holidays, special tours for, say, Kesari Holidays has understood, especially in Maharashtra, they are offering a lot of trips, specially designed for not necessarily Marathi-speaking people, for other populace also. They have been scoring very well. They have been offering Bangkok, Singapore, and Malaysia. All that is being special offered. I will give you some of the things which they really take care of a specific group segment. Say, for example, seniors. They are taking anybody who is 50 and above. They will not add up young generation into it. They would keep this group with that age group. So much so, they take care of the detail. Like, they would play a music in the buses, wherever they would like to play a music. The movie song of 60s and 70s. So these senior citizens are in their own group, age group people, not young generation who sometimes overdo things, or sometimes they feel, oh, the seniors are with us, we can't enjoy. So this type of holidays are designed by Kesari, not to forget various other holidays that Kesari Tours brand. They have their own spots. If you go to Pattaya, for example, they have their own spots where Kesari Holiday guests can gather and sit. They provide the beach umbrellas where they can sit. In a way, that's a promotion from Kesari. I'm just suggesting this because Kesari is name you can see here. They have done fairly well to attract ethnic tribe. So those were some of the packages that are being offered from all market. We have got 4 major cities, tier 1 cities like Mumbai, Delhi, Kolkata and Chennai. And then we have 2 tier cities like Hyderabad. I would call Hyderabad and Bangalore also as a much high-end consumers travel outbound potentials. There are international flights from Hyderabad, say from Bengaluru as well. Ahmedabad is contributing a lot to international tourism. In 2018-17, there were many airlines flying out of Ahmedabad to, say, Bangkok because of the demand from them. So generally, the tourists from Gujarat, Rajasthan, who have disposable income, either fly out of Ahmedabad or come to Mumbai as Western India and fly out of it. So some packages are available. Hopefully things would return back to normalcy soon, at least by beginning of 2022. We hope to see tourism coming back on the track when international flights will be offering internationally. Tourists will be accepted. People would have set of mind all about the protocols of COVID would have slowly gone and normalcy would return. We hope so. Fingers crossed. Thank you.